I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Parks are fun to hunt if you can get past the curious onlookers, but a sad fact of life is that most public parks have already been heavily detected, and most of the easy coins have already been found. True, you'll find coins that were recently lost, but it can be pretty hard to find older coins in public parks. If you want to go for the older coins, here's the trade-off, and I think it's a pretty good one. When you use the tricks explained in this show, you won't find nearly as many coins, but the few that you do find will probably be older and hopefully more valuable. Now here's the golden rule for finding old coins in parks. If you want to find older coins, you have to hunt the older areas of older parks. Even old parks usually have new areas, and most amateur treasure hunters concentrate on these new parts. Nice, shiny playground equipment, newly laid sidewalks, newly paved roadways, smooth, level ground, and closely mowed grass make these areas inviting for treasure hunters. But hey, you're different, right? You don't follow the crowd, no. Instead, you try to figure out which parts of the park are the older, undisturbed areas. These parts will be rough and bumpy, the grass will be ugly and spotty, and the ground will be hard. Sidewalks will be buckled and broken, with weeds growing right up through them. These are the areas that are more likely to hold the older coins. Look for signs of old equipment that has been removed, metal plates or concrete pads in the ground. Not only are these areas not hit as often as the new areas, but they also hold the oldest coins. As for drinking fountains, picnic tables, and park benches, ask old-timers if these were in different places in the park years ago, and search those places carefully for older coins. Those old guys who sit quietly on the park benches often hold the magic key to finding the old stuff, and you need to pay attention to them. Hunt the unlikely areas that others avoid because they don't look as promising. These places will often give up older coins. Okay, here's a personal story. I was searching a city park that had been in use for over a century. Lots of people had detected it, and most of what I found was new. I was enjoying myself, but I'd hoped for some older coins. I took a bit of time to evaluate the layout, and then I picked two places in the park that I thought might yield some surprises. The first was under a large bush covered with stickers. I scratched my arm pushing my detector under the bush, but I got a solid beep that turned out to be an 1899 Barber dime. When you hunt bushes, push your coil right up to the trunk of the bush. Many of these bushes weren't there 20 or 30 years ago, and most detector users don't get into them. But I found many old coins in bushes. Those old coins were dropped long before the bushes were planted there. By the time the first metal detector hit the park, the bushes were hiding a lot of good old coins. The other place I tried was the lowest part of the park, always damp and dark because of a heavy overhang of tree limbs, and usually with an inch or so of water standing and mosquitoes buzzing about. Almost a swamp. There wouldn't be anything there, right? Because who would want to try to play in a miserable area like that when the rest of the park was so cheerful and inviting? Well, I gingerly waded in and began swinging my detector. I quickly found three very shallow Indian head pennies. Even though the area was now avoided by everybody, it looks like at one time it was dry and well used. So next time you hunt a big park, hit the places nobody uses nowadays, because you might well find some beautiful coins in the ugliest part of the park. One last point, which I've made before and will make again. Parks are a good bet for gold rings, and if you want to find your share, turn off your discriminator. Gold rings will be found only by those who leave the discrimination off and dig the pull tabs. For more treasure hunting tips, go to my website, treasuremanual.com, and click on the Free Articles tab. By the way, I've completely redone this website. Check it out, see what you think. treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.